Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Turn with me your Bibles to Daniel chapter 6. We're continuing in this series. I'll talk for a very brief moment, but I believe God that you will not forget it, even in eternity, in the name of Jesus. The reason is Daniel's story is in the Bible is for us to remember throughout eternity. I'm sure one of the characters you'll be looking for in heaven will be Daniel. I would like to see him. I would like to meet him. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 6, I read from verse 1 quickly. It pleased Darius, the king, to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, over these 120, three presidents, yes. Of whom Daniel was first. Come on, I say you'll be first. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I say you are created to be first. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody say, well, if I'm first, what will he be? First too. What will she be? First too. Whoever told you that your destinies are exactly the same. And what you've got, your assignments are exactly. No, two assignments are exactly the same. You'll be abusing the creativity of God if you think so. Daniel was first. And why? That the princes might give account unto them. And the king should have no damage. Glory be to God in the highest. You can see the beauty of structure here. Then this Daniel. Somebody said this Daniel. Which Daniel? The one that was among the 20 appointed. The one that having appointed 20, he was among the three. In fact, the first of the three to be appointed. The one that even after the three, the king was thinking, I still need to promote this person. And that's the thing about the Spirit of God and where we're going. You see, where are we going? Understanding who we are, that's what I'm saying. And what we have. There's no end to promotion. As far as the covenant that we live by, that we run, I feel the fire now, is concerned. There's no end to increase. You just keep on preaching increase. Of course, that's what the kingdom of God is about. With what would I like in the kingdom of God? All this would I preach increase? Koburu. So I should shut up? Of course not. Jesus said, to what will I like in the kingdom? It's like a man that took a seed and planted it. It's increase. God, can't you see? Now, if people are abusing increase because all they think is their own greed and their own selfish drive and desires, is that why we should not preach what is the truth? Jesus said it. This is what the kingdom is like. The kingdom never starts big, it starts small, but it never stops growing. Come on. So because some people are greedy and all they want is how to make people give them all the money, how they want, that's why we shouldn't preach the truth. Of course not. Almost every parable about the kingdom, you see growth. You see increase. I've hit it so hard that the thing has started moving. So then this Daniel was preferred. I just said, did you hear that? Was preferred above even the president. And the princes, because I thought they put it there. Because of what? Come on, talk to me. Because of what? Come on, because of what? Because an excellent spirit was in him. That's why he will always be promoted. That's why we always increase. And the king thought to set him over the whole. Can you hear me? Over the whole realm. Now, you want to understand that this was the fourth king since he was captured and brought into captivity. There had been Nebuchadnezzar. There had been Belshazzar. And the third king, and this is Darius. After Darius was Cyrus. If we jump to the end of that chapter, look at verse 28. How do you read? So wait. So it's always this Daniel as against any Daniel. Glory be to God. You know who we're talking about? We're talking about this. You know, my name is Daniel. This Daniel. It's up to you. Yeah. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Prospered. Okay. Let me go back. If you now leave that and go back to chapter 5. I take it from verse 10. Now, verse 10. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, now the queen mother, came into the banquet house, and the queen spoke and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee. Okay? Nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in your kingdom, in whom is what? The spirit. Can you see the same thing again? In whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, your father, made the master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Verse 12, for as much as an excellent, are you there again? An excellent spirit, and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in this same Daniel. Whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called and he will show the interpretation. 13. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said to Daniel, art thou that Daniel? So it's not just any Daniel. He's the Daniel, the covenant, the Daniel in covenant with God, and who knew the covenant he was living by. Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jure? I've even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods are in you. What kind of man are you? I've been hearing so much about you, that you carry a kind of spirit that is not common. Who am I talking about here today? Yeah, you. The spirit you carry is not common. It is the spirit of God, the spirit of creation, the spirit that brought everything to be. That's the spirit you carry on the inside. Are you here with me? Yes, sir. So we begin to see this Daniel. I begin to see how God just continued to take this Daniel up. This Daniel was not containable. You could not bind this Daniel. And as I'm speaking to you in the name of Jesus, everything created knows that I'm saying the truth. Anything created cannot bind you. Yes. You are unboundable. You are illimitable. Amen. Why? Because of the spirit of God that is inside of you. Amen. Your life is a life that you live in collaboration with the Holy Spirit. And that's why even your thoughts and everything about you is affected. See, don't count it strange when you hear some strange testimony. It is your heritage too. Believe him, it is. You are qualified for the miraculous. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Is somebody hearing me? I have a testimony. Every day. Every day. That you can even hear God say something and you take a first step, and before you take second step, he does it. Even that is a testimony. And don't you think that the more you begin to use what you have, the better it becomes? Believe in me, the better it becomes. And that's why I'm so certain that we're in a different stage of our existence. As Nigerians, as human beings, as Christians. We're a special group of people. Now, I'm not saying it so that we can become prideful. What you see God doing here, he's doing it all over the world. But you see, God will expect you to agree with him. recognize it and celebrate him and celebrate it. That's how he multiplies. I just feel the fire again. I don't know who the person is here who is saying anymore. Believe me, God will surprise you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's talk about this Daniel quickly in the next few minutes. Remember Daniel? The first time we heard of Daniel was that there was war in Judah. And Nebuchadnezzar has sent people, sent his army there and gave them instruction that, please, while you are capturing the city and pulling it down, save some people. These people, I want people of noble background, exposed, trained, groomed, people that we can bring in to serve in our leadership positions. We want intelligent and wise people. Just like America is doing today, and Canada and all of them are trying to do. You see, what is it? What do you call that immigration thing? Is it skilled people? Skilled something, something. So you are so good, and they look at you, you are very good. I say, okay, you are a future. You are part of the future. They carry, say, come and live in our country. And you say, America, I'm going. Well, don't blame them. If only Nigeria would be as good as that, then you won't be running to go to any America. You will stay here and they'll still be calling you. All right? Okay. Which is, everybody likes anybody who has something to offer. Nobody likes liability. I don't know. If you're an asset, everybody wants you. I know my joy. I'm always talking to assets. No, but it's true. By the grace of God, it is true. Honest, it is true. Except you are telling me that these are no assets. And I'll tell you, you're a liar. I know them in the physical. I know them in the spirit. Ooh, I feel the fire on both hands. It's true. It's what you have come to know and believe of yourself as from God that will manifest in your life. From the word go, I've always known that I talk to assets. Kingdom assets. In the name of Jesus. God is faithful. Glory be to God in the highest. Okay. And so Daniel was among those who were captured. And they brought them in. Now, you are a prisoner of war. You are a captive. I don't think that's a celebration point. I think that wouldn't call for... I mean, come on. You are just taken away. Nothing has been said about it. Since then, nothing is said about his parents. They were probably killed. No, that was not the time to start. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Except I'm doing it by faith. Now he was in Babylon. Siblings, parents, the flames of Judah, the temple. And then he was brought into the king's palace. Very probably, he was castrated because he was him among the eunuchs. So it wasn't any good time. But suddenly, divine orchestration, the king says, for where I'm taking you to, for what I want you for, I want them to be eating on my table. So that's royal invitation. You can imagine now if the president, we always say, Pastor, and because you know the vice president, always come and have dinner with me twice every week. I will give testimony. I'm not saying if vice president calls me, I will give the testimony. I almost clap out of this place to give testimony. Now, it was Nebuchadnezzar that said that of these prisoners, a place to really, you know, that something happened. He rejoiced. It was a privilege. It was a choice position. Remember that God will continue to promote this guy, but there was something he did which we are looking for. He said, I appreciate that. I would love to do that. But you see, it's going to defile me. Huh? Well, the king called you, said you'll be defiled by the king's name. What are you saying? Now, what if you had walked straight to say, King Nebuchadnezzar, your me will defile me. You'll be the most unwise, the most foolish man living. And that's one problem with us Christians sometimes. We appear like we are superior to everybody. Yes, we may be, but how do you project yourself? So he went to the head of the eunuchs. I have a little problem. I appreciate what the king is doing. I'm highly privileged. But I don't want to. Why? He said, by virtue of my belief, I would be defiling myself. No, no, the king is doing well. No, I respect. So what I'm suggesting, I won't eat. Eh? You won't what? You will not what? You eat. Okay. What if we do this, sir? How many? For 3 years. Okay, good. Can we do this for 10 days? Oh, I mean, the king wouldn't expect any change in 10 days. We're going to 3 years. He said, okay, fine. Deal. Deal. He was watching him. He said, you know why? Because if the king sees that everybody is getting robust and fine and you are getting, he will kill me. The law was kill me. Execution straight away. King says something, you are now doing all the opposite. Who are you? 10 days. By the end of the 10 days, the man was watching. He said, come, Daniel. I don't know your recipe. Whatever it is, Daniel, keep at it. Something is working for you. Can I say this at this point? Because of what you have been hearing, and because of the will you have towards his kingdom and towards what he's saying and what he's doing, I think before the end of this year, some will stop you on the road and ask you questions. In the name of Jesus. And that will be an opportunity for you to proclaim the glory of him who has called you, who has saved you, who is sustaining you. You can imagine what that would do to the kingdom of the devil. So whatever you are doing, please keep doing. But you see, okay, and so that continued. At the end of the 3 years, when they came before the king could not stop focusing on Daniel. Hey, everybody. Have you ever found yourself in such a situation before? Where you are many, but the people that matter could just not, they just couldn't take their eyes off you. Not lustfully, because lust does that too. Lust does that. No, not lustfully. There's something. They're seeing something. The king could not. By the time he finished testing them, the Bible says Daniel was 10 times better. Ladies and gentlemen, that could only be supernatural. You know why? He respected God. And so I wrote down my first point. You know, Jesus came to establish the same principle when he came. Now, Jesus was yet to come in the time of Daniel, but the principle of the kingdom is the same. So what did Jesus say? He says, you are worrying over what to eat, what to wear, your future, where to live. Say, that's okay. Say, but when you begin to worry, or rather you are concerned, that's okay. But when you begin to worry, say, you are not different from unbelievers. Come on. He said, what should you do? He said, seek ye first, F-I-R-S-T, the kingdom of God. And all these things that are becoming worries will be supernaturally. But you see, the natural man is such that we allow these things to drive us. These things that we need but we lack becomes our drivers. But God is saying, you will not lack. But you see, there is something first. Anytime I say first in the Bible, I want to give it a little bit of attention. Jesus was the one that spoke. That one is crucial to me. And he says, look, as it concerns daily life, lifestyle, daily needs, say, please, don't let that take priority. Naturally, it does with everybody. But not you, you are children of the kingdom. Let my kingdom be your number one priority. And that will settle this thing for you forever. But what I'm saying is this. I saw my dad. Let me tell somebody here, you struggle with your business for a long time. You've been doing this business for almost 10 years, but it's been hand to mouth. The next level has started. In the name of Jesus. Why? You are changing strategy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Please share your testimony. You say why? Because I know when I know I can pick it like this. You know, you can I know. So I'm just going to share about my dad. Yeah, this one is liberties. Woo-hoo-hoo, jeez. I felt it. I said about my dad. God so blessed this man. I'm a set of twins. My immediate younger ones are triplets. So my mom is 2 pregnancies, 5 children. Can't you see I'm blessed? So we are 10. 5 men, 5 women, then 5 boys, 5 girls. My daddy retired from the army in 1949 or 1950, after the Second World War in Lagos. And then the North was just beginning, they hadn't started, and he thought he would move faster there. So he transferred his service to the North. My elder sister is still there. She's number 2, but among the women, she's the eldest, Mrs. Alvede. Mrs. Adeniji is number 3. My brother Prof is number 1. So he moved to the North, somewhere around 1950, thinking that he would move faster there. It was in the account, so he went in as a payroll clerk. My daddy retired after I finished school cert in the North as a clerk. You see, what are you saying? It was like he was never promoted. The politics of Nigeria has always been the way it is. The people that he recruited and he groomed, they rose to undersecretaries and palmsecs right under his nose. He never had money. So when I worked in the government, when I graduated, I then said, does it mean that this man never had 2 promotions in his whole life? Ha! Then I learned some things about him. He was very content. He was very long-suffering. But he always took everything to God in prayer. So where I'm going is this. We will pray in the morning, and he will pray about everything, pray for everybody, and then pray for everything about around him, and then pray for his family, and pray for his finances. And then he will always give his tithe and offering regularly. 10 children, clerk salary. Clerk is still clerk today. Don't say clerk of those days and clerk of these days. Clerk is still clerk. If clerk of today is earning 100,000, clerk of those days 10,000, then that means the permanent secretary of those days are earning 50,000. What permanent today are earning almost 1 million? Is it clerk? Is still clerk. And the economy is accordingly. Your buying power is still tied to your earnings. Praise the Lord! But here am I today. And you see my siblings, the heritage of the righteous. Seek ye first. My dad will tell you those that rule there and they control the whole nation, today they cannot show the result of their life. So of what use? You control the millions when you are growing up. But when you got old, you could. He's the one. Everywhere is the one, That's not what is important to. After 10, 20 years, we want to look at you. After 30 years, we want to look at you. And that's why the little that the righteous man has committed to God is enough. Daniel sought first the kingdom of God. Thereafter, what happened? The king promoted him automatically. And when Daniel got through with that, he said, but I have some people that my friends. And he made an appeal to the king. They were promoted. Now, that brings me to my next point. You know where you're going? And you know that you will always be growing and expanding. I mean, to the glory of God, going to be an unusual blessing to your humanity, to humanity and your generation. Then watch your company. It's very important. Again, a part of the Bible that I find very interesting, he said, hey, do not be deceived. A bad company will always corrupt good morals. To amount to deceit, sincerely, If you think I'm so good, I'm so groomed, I'm so good, it doesn't matter who I made my closest allies, you are making a mistake. The Bible says they will affect you. Daniel came with a lot of them. They were captives, young people, youths. But at the end of it all, I asked the question in the first service, apart from Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the company of Daniels, give me any other name of those that were captured. So what company do you keep? Don't you know that the company you keep determines where you end? No matter how good you are prepared, what company are you keeping? I tell people, I say, look, those who are closest to you are important. The truth is, I'm a very friendly person. I love people. God knows. And I'm trying. But very few people are very close to me. Very close to me. Very, very close. I'm very, 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 very close to skin. Very, very few. Very, very, very few. Why? Not because I'm too careful. Maybe it's just naturally happening. Maybe I don't know how to make friends and I'm asking God for grace every day. But I'm a very friendly person. You know, anybody that, any friendship you cut will affect your destiny. With every new friendship you make, that person will affect you. And how close they are will determine how quickly they affect you otherwise. And two things, every new relationship will do to you. You say, what are they? Number one, they give you the opportunity to affect that person. And of course, that person to affect you. And when it comes to that person affecting you, is that that person brings you down or takes you up? The closer they are, then the more they are able to do that. So Daniel had his company, and you will discover that all through his life, anytime there was trouble, you find Daniel with his company. And when the apostles ran into trouble with the leaders, the council in Jerusalem, they went to their own company. The company you keep, is it one that will always help you excel or the one that will bring you down? I pray prayer all the time. I say, God, help me, because I'm a human being. What I will do that will make this man fall short of his destiny, God may block me. Not the devil, oh God, block me. Because sometimes I don't know. Praise the Lord. And so we saw Daniel rising and all his friends rising. They were unstoppable. Not even the furnace of fire could stop them. Not even the lion's den could stop. I say you're unstoppable. Can't you see? You are totally unstoppable. Glory be to God in the highest. So we learn that, see, I feel the fire. Your company is important. Now, don't get me wrong. Temptation, of course it will come. Wasn't Jesus tempted? But when that temptation masters you, which will be like an error, a mistake in the first place. But when it comes second time, third time, fourth time, it's not more, it has mastered, it's taking over. But with every temptation, there's a way of escape. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we saw Daniel, we saw him in all these areas, and we saw how God. So the first thing was the fear of God, and all these things were added. And then, of course, his company. And then the third thing is that this Daniel was never a lazy person. The man that does not work shall not eat. Come on, the Bible says that. Is somebody hearing me? God will never support laziness. And let me tell you, the best that God will do on earth, for now, you can celebrate it all you want. But tomorrow, God will expect you, now having celebrated, take it to the next level. God will expect you to take it to the next level. You can't build a monument there and begin to dance forever. No. The best that God gives you today, by tomorrow, is a potential of the future. You can celebrate and dance in today, but the moment you are going to bed, whew, I feel the fire. It's a potential. You can improve on it. You say, what God gave you can be. Of course, yes, that's what he increased. Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 2. Verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. One verse says, this is the history of the earth. Okay. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, that is, there was no plant, there was no herb. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. That's where I'm going. Can you see? He said, no, I was here to ask the ground to produce the fruit, the plants. There were no plants, there were no trees, there were no shrubs, there was nothing. There was no rain. You know why? Because I'm here to make man to till the ground. So by the time God brought all these things out, he said it was beautiful. He says, let us make man an image after likeness and let him have what? Dominion. And I planted a garden in the, come on, in Eden, the same chapter. Are you here with me? And if you look at, what is Eden? The light. So God does perfect things, the lightsome things, the lightful things. And by the time he put the man there, he said, dress it. So you can see, you are still going to dress the perfection. You are still going to dress the delightful, the lightsome land. All these things are not there because why? It hasn't rained. Why? Because I'm here to make the man that will till the ground. So when he gives me a wife, he expects me to make her better. When he gives you a husband, help him be better. When he gives you children, make them the best they can be. When he gives you money, come on, let the value of money produce for people. Things will grow in your hand. In the name of you, things will. Don't believe a lie that you're going through stuff today. Begin to declare who God has made you. The greatest mistake anybody can make is to say, I have nothing. When anything can grow in your hand. The widow got there, said, what do you have? And she said, nothing. They said, I'm sorry, a jar of oil. That's right, you have something. Moses, what's in your hand? Just a rod. A rod. Drop it. You have a capacity. There's something special in you and unique about you. Daniel knew that. He was diligent. He put his hand to the plow. He worked. And it is the work of your hand that God blesses. Yes, it is. One thing I jump in that first place is that, why? Why will you be seeking God? What? Seeking God means that no compromise. He didn't compromise the standard at all. So he was diligent. What does the Bible say? The hand of the diligent shall do what? Promotion. See that a man who is diligent in what he does. He wants that. God will, it's no man. God will remove you from ordinary place to great place. He will not stand before me, a man. Men, he will stand before king. Wasn't that what was happening to Daniel? When the king came in, he said, 20, 3. Then he wanted to put this Daniel at all. Wasn't that what happened to Joseph? Isn't that what is happening to, put your name now. Because I'm a covenant child of God. My horn is exalted like the wild ox. I'm anointed with fresh oil. Planted in the house of God, flourishing in the courts of our God. I say, planted in the house of God. I say, planted in the house of God. I say, flourishing in the courts of our God. Even in your old age, you still bear fruit. Isn't our God wonderful? I close with this. So, how do you now measure? You say, because the spirit of excellence, the spirit of excellence, the spirit of excellence, the do you have it?
Yes, sir.
And when they say, because the spirit of excellence was in him. Hello.
Yes.
Now you can say, no, he was, that was his character. Oh, yeah, okay, Koburu. But she's spirit in me. That's what I want to hear. You see, in the Old Testament, when God will use you, his spirit will come upon you. In the New Testament, he will first come into you, regenerate you, and come upon you and stand by you. I mean all around. God in the New Testament answered the prayer of the psalmist. Surround me, oh Lord, surround me, oh Lord. Let your spirit. Hallelujah. And so in the New Testament, he's right in there. He's with me. He's on me. I have the Spirit of God. I have the life of God. So I have the wisdom of God. I have His ability. So what does that tell you? As you grow in stature. As you grow in age. The Bible says you don't just grow like ordinary growth anymore. You will grow in wisdom as well. you grow in God's favor as well. And if you are growing in God's favor, then you are growing in man's favor. And that's why eyes will not stop looking at you. Because you are dazzling. You bring praises to his name. You are the light of your generation. You are like the light of the world you live in. And they say, why are you repeating this thing? Because it takes repeating and hearing for faith to rise in the heart of a man. That's why the Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. You tell your child every day, you are a fool, you are a fool, you are a fool, you are a fool. Don't come and complain after some 10 years that you have a fool in your hand. But even if you think the guy is foolish, you can say, you are the wisest boy. Don't you know who you are? Say, daddy, I'm the wisest. Yes, you are the wisest boy. Daddy, I'm, yes, you are wise. Why? Don't you know you're a child of God? Don't you know the Holy Ghost dwells inside of you? Don't you know you're wise? You're wise. You're a wise boy. Watch his life. After all, words are seeds. Shall we rise? Let me say this to you one more time in the name of Jesus. It's not an accident that you are here today. Not an accident that you worship in this church. Not an accident that the Spirit is asking us to stress what we are stressing today. It is part of your journey to divine destiny. Or fulfillment of divine destiny in your life. That's the way God operates. Nothing happens by accident with God. For you, it may just be chance. God does not operate in chances. He's such a deliberate God. Is a faithful God. Is a precise God. Is somebody hearing me? And it's because of this I can say to you, looking right in the eye, say that your future is good in the name of Jesus. I want to say to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you grow in wisdom. I'm telling you. And that every day when we get you seeking more of God than anything in the name of Jesus. That God will always be the first of your consideration in everything in the name of Jesus. The days of your tears and fears are over in the name of Jesus. Sickness cannot remove you anymore in the name of Jesus. You cannot be contained by the lies and strategy of the devil anymore. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says we are not unaware of the wiles and the tricks of the devil. We are not. Glory be to God in the highest. And so what's the result? He said it causes us to triumph. Always. So I decree your triumph in the name of Jesus. I say triumph in the name of Jesus. And everything that the devil has used to scare you, creating fear, I address and rebuke the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I declare power, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and I sound mind in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of discouragement. I say in the name of Jesus, because of the spirit of God inside of you, your life is complete. In the name of Jesus. You see, anybody can have everything. But the things that you don't need for your assignment, the things you don't need for the purpose of your creation, may you not even think of it anymore. May it never bother you again in life in the name of Jesus. But everything you need, from the tip of a pin to the greatest mountain on earth, I say anything you need to fulfill that call of God in your life, let everything created make way for you. In the name of Jesus, you will never stop having testimonies of the faithfulness of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Let me say clearly, in quietness and in confidence. I say in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength in the name of Jesus. You will never be found lacking in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Well with your spirit. You will see your children. In the name of Jesus. You won't just see them. You will see them prosper. In the name of Jesus. You will never regret your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will ever remember that you are treasures of God. Amen. Treasures of the kingdom. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we give you praise. Amen. Father, we give you honor. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.